You're listening to SBS News.
The National Accounts released the December quarterly results, and the figures have shown growth in the country's gross domestic product, up by 0.5% in the last quarter, 2.2% over the year. The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, says it's proof the economy is doing well.
This puts to rest the claim by some that the Australian economy was softening at the end of last year. The Australian economy remains resilient and continues to defy all those who seek to talk it down. The bushfires have not had a significant effect on the national accounts in the December quarter.
But the figures don't take into account the impact of the bushfires and the outbreak of coronavirus. Economist Chris Richardson says despite that, there's still reason to be optimistic.
The Australian economy was gently starting to improve as summer started. The bad news is that, you know, bushfires and coronavirus have hit since then. But we weren't quite as badly positioned as many people thought, and certainly not as badly as perhaps the public think.
But the opposition argues the economy was softening well before the bushfires and coronavirus. Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers used question time to goad the Treasurer about the promised budget surplus.
Thanks, Speaker. My question's to the Treasurer. I ask him again. Does he still stand by his guarantee that his budget is back in the black?
Mr. Speaker, we stand by our commitment to ensure a stronger Australian economy, Mr. Speaker. We stand by our commitment to ensure a stronger budget, Mr. Speaker. We stand by our commitment to ensure lower taxes, Mr. Speaker. We stand by our commitment to create more small businesses, Mr. Speaker.
The Prime Minister says the coronavirus outbreak will have a significant impact on the budget.
What this health crisis is doing is disrupting supply chains. It is disconnecting travellers from where they would have otherwise gone. It is disconnecting exporters from their markets, Mr. Speaker. It is disconnecting and disrupting the global economy. And we will engage with that, and we will be pursuing policies that are responsible, that are targeted, Mr. Speaker, and will get the best possible outcome for the Australian people.
The federal government is set to announce a stimulus package in response to the outbreak in coming days. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.